Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Yud Ches. Before starting the sugya of Big Day Kehuna, just one more point. In the sugya earlier in Yudzayinim at Beis, we find a chiddush mentioned in Tosfos Devar Maschil Oinen Utvul Yoim, a chiddush which we don't find anywhere else in Shas. Tosfos takes on Bipshitas, in middle of the Tosfos Devar Maschil Oinen, that amongst the psulei avodah by the Maaseh Poroh, amongst the people who are possible to work with the Poroh, says Tosfos, is also a Balmum. A Balmum is also Osa B'Poroh. Just like we find other psulei avodah, which the Gemara Tosfos mentions, says Tosfos, also a Balmum is also Osa B'Poroh, and the Maaseh Poroh and the Sreifas HaPoroh is also Osa Balmum. Tosfos also in Tezayin Amud Beis, Devar Maschil Shem Tume also said this chiddush that a balmum is also bepora. Now, Be'emes, we don't find anywhere mefurish in Shas such a chiddush that a balmum is possible by pora. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ein Yerishayis, we've got in Yud Aleph, he says himself, Me'atzmoy, that Lo'imotzinu B'shum Mokoyim, that a balmum is possible in the pora, and he says, Al-Chir Misvore, a balmum should be kosher in the pora. And he says, from the Lashonis of the Rambam, there's no Raya, but it's near Misvara that a Balmum is kosher b'poro. And he says, Dovodzeh tzor chiyun harbi b'shas, to find a Raya whether Balmum is kosher in the poro or not. The Sefer Ambur de Sifri on Pashas Chukas, on the Sifri Zuta, is Tesvov, he asks on the Minchas Chinuch that Lemaisa Tosfos by us is Mefurish that a Balmum is b'emes posel b'poro. Even though the Minchas Chinuch said that Misvara, it should seem that a Balmum should be kosher b'poro, but Tosfos by us takes on Bipshitas that a Balmum is possible b'poro. The Chazanish, in Poro, Simen Ches, Sivkotten Ches, he says, he asks on Tosfos, that Be'emes he doesn't know the Makur, where the Tosfos takes such a chiddush from, that a Balmum should be possible b'poro. But Be'emes the Minchas Chinuch himself, later on in the mitzvah of Poro Adumo, mitzvah Shin Tzadik Zayin, Sivkotten Tesvov, he says that according to Tosfos says before, in the Ramaschel Sol for Oinen, that we find that Poro has got Din Chatos Kari Rachmona, and we find other psulim in the Poro, then Be'emes Balmum is also going to be a possible in the Poro, just like a Balmum is possible to gather other korbanos. And Onya Oinen, Tfulyoim, and Mechuzi Kippurim, these people on the smite from the Gzeis HaKosuv, which the Gemara says by us, V'hiza HaTori Al HaTomei, Michlal Shu HaTori, Koldu is also enough. From here we know that only these people are kosher in the Poro. Mashein Kein, Balmum, is B'emes Posen in the Poro. And it's a stir in the Minchas Chinuch, this din. So even though the Minchas Chinuch in one place says that Misvara should seem that it's kosher, Tosfos by us, and Minchas Chinuch himself, later on in the mitzvah of the Poro Adumo, says that Balmum is possible in the Poro. An interesting raya, the Ambur de Sifri brings down a story mentioned in the Tesefta in Poro, Peri Gimel Aloha Hei, the Tzidukim, they held that a Tvulyoim is also b'Poro. They held that the Loshan HaPosuk is Mashma Kipshutoi, v'hizo HaTohir Al HaTomei. We need to have a Tohir Mamish, and a Tvulyoim, since he hasn't had Hev Shemesh, he's still got Aloha of a Tomei. And the halacha is, of course, not like that. The Gemara says from a pasuk, we darshan, chazal darshan, that a toy koldu is also kosher. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai went to this tziduki, and he was metame the tziduki. He went and metame him, even though the tziduki afterwards went to mikveh, but he didn't have hayav shemesh, and therefore he was still a tvulyoim to be oisik in the poro. The story mentioned over there in the Tesefta in poro, adds on after this story, that afterwards, Tzoram Loi Be'oznoi, explains the Michas Bikurim over there in his Tesefta, on the Perish on the Tesefta, that this means that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai afterwards went to this Tziduki and made him a Balmum Be'oznoi in his ear, in order that he shouldn't be able to work on this Poro Aduma, Leposloi La'avoido. So you see, Mefurish says on Bode Sifri, that Balmum is Be'emes Posul La'avoido of the Poro. This is like Tosfos says by us, and this is why Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made the Tziduki al Balmum. But Be'emes, the Goyen over there, learns the story of the Tesefta, the Faket, the other way, and he says, Tzoram Loi Ba'oznoi means that the Tziduki went and made Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai al Balmum, because he wanted to do Nekoma to him, he was upset that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai went and was Metame the Tziduki. The Memela, the Tzeduki, went and made Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai a Balmum. And according to this, of course, we're going to Raya, Legabe the Alochis, of Pasaling, of a Balmum, la'avidas haporah. Al kaponim la'aloche, we see in Tosfos by us, and so to the Michas Chinuch takes on, in Mitzvos Parah Aduma, that Balmum is a posel la'avidas haporah, even though we don't find anywhere else in Shas, only in Tosfos over here in Zvachim, Yud Zayin on base, and before on Tes Zayin on base is Chidush, that Balmum is also beporah. Now moving on to our sugya in Daf Yud Ches, the sugya of Big Day Kahuna, which the Gemara is going to be discussing the next two daf, just for a small akdoma in the Ikka Mitzvah or Big Day Kahuna, which is going to be Negea, to a few other aloches which are going to be mentioned in the sugyas. There's be'emes a big machlikas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Asei Lamed Gimel, says there's a Mitzvah Asei, the Rambam counts, for a mitzvah asei, the mitzvah of levishas big day kohuna. The mitzvah of wearing big day kohuna. This is a mitzvah asei which is counted in the Rambam in the Tariag mitzvahs, mitzvah asei lamed gimel. The Ramban, on his asogis on the Rambam, says that it would seem to him that be'emes is not to be counted as a separate mitzvah asei bifnei atzmoi, the levisha of big day kohuna. And says the Ramban, be'emes the behag, who also made the minyan mitzvahs of the Tariag mitzvahs, didn't count the mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kohuna for a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. And explains the Ramban, the reason is, because there's no mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, to wear the begodim, to wear these Big Day Kohuna, a Kohen Hedit is 4 begodim, and a Kohen Godel the 8 begodim. The din of Levishas Big Day Kohuna is only a hechsher la'avoido. Just like there's other dinim during the avoido, the marshal has to do the avoido oimed, he has to stand during the avoido, he's not allowed to sit down. So too, there's halachas of which clothes he has to be wearing during the avoido. But these are only hechsher la'avoido, and the mitzvah of avoido itself includes all the hechsherim which are to be done, that the avoido should be done, kedin. But the Rambam holds that there's a separate mitzvah asei to be loivish, the big day kohuna. And the Ramban brings raya, like you'll see soon. The Ramban asks on the Rambam that l'chore, the mitzvah of levishas big day kohuna is not a separate mitzvah, it's only a hechsher la'avoido. The Biskirov, here in the stencil, Yod Chesamad Aleph, says, be'emes we can clear, in the shita of the Rambam, we can have a sofik. The Rambam holds that there's be'emes a mitzvah asei bifnei atzmoi, a separate mitzvah asei of levishas big day kohuna. What is the pshat, according to the Rambam, of this mitzvah? What is the geder of the mitzvah of to wear big day kohuna? Is the pshat that according to the Rambam, be'emes, there's a separate mitzvah to wear the begodim during the avoda? There's a mitzvah of the levisha, just like there's a mitzvah to be oived, there's a mitzvah to do the avodas hakorban. So too, during the avodas hakorban, there's a mitzvah to be loivish the begodim. There's a mitzvah of levishas big day kohuna. Or, says the Biskirov, no. Even according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not be'emes a mitzvah's levisha. It's not a mitzvah of wearing the clothes. The mitzvah is to do the avodah im habegodim, to do the avodah with the kosher begodim, which he has to be wearing during the avodah. And the Rambam holds that it's not just a hechsher like the Ramban learns, like oimed and yoishev and other halachas that's only hechsherim. The Rambam holds that the big day kohuna is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is not the levisha. There's no mitzvah to wear the begodim. The mitzvah is the avodah. But the avodah, the mitzvah is to do the avodah with the big day kohuna. There's a separate mitzvah to do the avodah like this. The avodah itself is a mitzvah. And the avodah to do the avodah with the begodim is the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is not on the levisha. The mitzvah is to do a way of doing the avodah with the kosher begodim. This is the geder of the mitzvah asei. Says the Biskirov, there's a raya to this shayla, how to understand the geder of the mitzvah asei in the shita of the Rambam, from the kashis which the Ramban asks on the Rambam. One of the main kashis which the Ramban asks on the Rambam over there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is that according to the Rambam shita, that we have to count the mitzvah asei of Levishas Big Day Kohuna for a separate mitzvah asei. So asks the Ramban, l'chore, there should be three separate mitzvahs aseis. One on the Kohen Hediot, the second one on the Kohen Gadol who wears 8 clothes, and the third one on Levishas Big Day Lavon on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol has different clothes on Yom Kippur. Says the Ramban, from the fact that the Rambam did not count three separate mitzvah asei, the reason is because it's only a hechsher for the Avodah. These are not mitzvah of the Levisha. These are only hechsherim to be machshir the avodah, just like other dinei avodah, and therefore we shouldn't count at all any mitzvah asay of Levisha's Migdei Kohen. Because if we do count, then we should count three mitzvahs. Says the Biskayov, l'chayyeh, the Ramban understood that according to the Rambam, the geder of the mitzvah asay is be'emes a mitzvah asay of the Levisha. The wearing of the clothes itself is a mitzvah. And Mamela asks the Ramban that if so, there should be a separate mitzvah for the Kohen Hediot, and there should be a separate mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol, and in the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there should be a third mitzvah. But if we say that even the Rambam agrees that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of the Levisha, of the wearing itself is not a mitzvah, the mitzvah is also in the Avodah, just the mitzvah is to do the Avodah im HaBegodim, then be'emes, there's one klolistik mitzvah. The mitzvah is one mitzvah to do the Avodah with big dick on it. Now each Avodah, and each oived, each kohen, needs his begodim, which the Torah specifies. So the kohen headed needs his begodim, the kohen gadol needs his, and the kohen gadol and Yom Kippur has big day love on. But it's all one mitzvah, since the mitzvah is not the levisha. The mitzvah is to do the avodah with these begodim, and to do the avodah with the begodim, which the Torah specifies, and this is all one mitzvah of doing the avodah with begodim, ksherim, which the Torah says, and mamela the Rambam holds that we only count this as one mitzvah. HaKabot Nisra, the Biskayov explains that even according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of the Levisha, the mitzvah is a mitzvah to do the Avodah with kosher begodim. In Chidushe, Rebbe Ephraim Modche, on Yevomis, Simon Tess, he also brings down this pshat from the Biskayov to explain the Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. And over there he adds on another point built on this Havona in the Shittas of the Rambam. Says Rebbe Ephraim Modche, B'shein Biskayov, that is b'emes another machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph, and so too in Hilchas Kelayim Perek Yud Halacha Beis. There's another machlokes which can be explained according to what we said is the shita of the Rambam, and like we explained the shita of the Ramban. We know that some big day kahuna or b'emes kelayim or shatnas. These big day kahuna are allowed to be worn b'shas la'avodah. This exists akosuv to wear big day kohuna, even though there's shatnas, afal pikein, there's a mitzvah to wear these big day kohuna, b'shas la'avodah. Says the Rambam, that since these big day kohuna are shatnas, the heter is only to be loivish, to wear these begodim, only b'shas la'avodah. After the avodah, immediately you have to take off these begodim, and we're not allowed to wear them anymore, since it's kelayim, it's shatnas. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ravid says, kol zman, the kohen is still in the Beis HaMikdosh, then he's allowed to wear these begodim, even shaloi b'shas la'avodah. Explains the Biskayov that we can understand this machlokes according to what we explained, the geder of the mitzvah of Levishas Migdei Kohuna. The Ravid holds that since the reason why you're allowed to wear the begodim is, even though these begodim are shatnas, afal pikein is a mitzvah of Levishas Migdei Kohuna, and the mitzvah of the Levisha of the Migdei Kohuna is mati, that since there's a mitzvah to wear these begodim, memeila, you're allowed to doicha the din of shatnas, the issa of shatnas. So holds the Ravid that since there's a mitzvah of Levisha, which is how the Ramban understood in the Shitta of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of the Big Day Kohuna is a mitzvah to wear these begodim, then even if the Kohen has already finished his avodah, afal pikein, he still continues his mitzvah of the Levisha of Big Day Kohuna, which is enough to be doicha the issa of kilayim. And therefore, even Shlei B'Shas La'Avodah, the Ravid holds, calls him in a Beis HaMikdosh, where he has a Sheiches to the Maisa Avodah still, then he is allowed to go and wear these begodim, since he's still be Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Levisha. There's a mitzvah to wear the clothes of Big Day Kohuna. Mashein came the Rambam, says the Biskayov, like we explained, the Shitta of the Rambam is, that there's no mitzvah of the Levisha. The Levisha is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the Avodah with Big Day Kohuna. And Mamela, there's only one mitzvah, there's no three mitzvahs. Mamela, says Rambam, in Hichas Kelayim and in Hichas Kelei HaMikdosh, that the heter to wear the clothes is only b'shas la'avodah. Since the minute he finishes the avodah, he doesn't have any mitzvah anymore. Because there's no mitzvah on the wearing of the clothes. The mitzvah is to do the avodah with these kosher clothes, with these big day kohuna. Mamela, the second he's finished the avodah, he has to immediately take off his clothes, since they're kelayim, since they're shatnas. And this is why the Rambam holds that the heter of kilayim is only b'shas la'avodah, since it's not a mitzvah levisha, it is only a mitzvah of avodah im habegodim shaloivish lekosher bigdei kohuna. Mashiach Gidr, Eivad will be MSB Mashma, like the Ramban understood in Shittas Rambam, that there is a mitzvah of the Levisha, and Mamela this mitzvah continues on, even Shlei B'Shas La'avoido. It's an extra point pointed out in the Chedusha B'Farim Motcha B'Shem Nebiskirov. Kaponim, we have learned, you say this to Geshaila, is there a mitzvah B'Fnei Atzma, a separate mitzvah, I say, of Levisha's Big Day Kohuna? And in this Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban holds, there's no mitzvah, and so too the Behag. Mashiach in the Rambam and Lechir the Ravid understand that there is a mitzvah asei b'fnei atzmoi to be loivish, but in this mitzvah there's two ways of understanding. The Ravid understands that it's a mitzvah of the Levisha. Mashiach in the Rambam understands that the mitzvah is not mitzvah Levisha. The mitzvah is to do the avodah in a certain way wearing these begodim. Moving on to the sugya of mechusa begodim, the Gemara says that what is the makor on the end of Yudzayin Amud Beis, where is the makor to tell us that mechusa begodim is mechalal the avodah, says the Gemara, because it says in Pasuk, v'chogalto isom avnei tarin nuvonov, v'chovashto lem igboiz, v'chovashto lem kuno l'chuk ha'soilom, bizman shbigdeyem aleyem, kuhunosom aleyem, ein bigdeyem aleyem, ein kuhunosom aleyem. It's a famous isoid in the Gemara, that any time a kohen is mechusa begodim, he has a locha of a zor, he has a locha that he doesn't have his kohuna, he only has his din kohuna, only calls man, he's wearing the begodim, which he has to wear. Tosfos in the Maschil in Bigdeim Aleim says that this is Bemis the Makuri, which the Gemara says is Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that a Zor who is a Kohen, who is Oivid in the Beis Hamikdash, Mechusa Begodim is Chayiv Misa, for the same reason, just like he's a Zor, just like a Zor Sheshimish is Bemisa, so too a Mechusa Begodim is Bemisa, since in Bigdeim Aleim, in Kohunosam Aleim, he has a Locha of a Zor. Asks Tosfos that Lechira, why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin need to look for a Makuri to tell us that Mechusa Begodim is Chayiv Misa, and he has to go because he's a din of a Zor? L'chir it's a Mefurish Apostle in Pashas Tetzaveh that it says that if he's Mechusa Begodim, he's Chayiv Misa, v'meisu. So l'chir this should be a Makur to tell us that he's Chayiv Misa. Answers Tosfos Achidush, that even though by all the Begodim we learn out, even though all the Begodim are mentioned over there, but the Misa over there, which is said in Pashas Tetzaveh, is only referring to the Michnosayim. And only by the Michnasayim we know they have a din misa. Mashikin, the other begodim, we don't know that if he's missing one of the other begodim, he's also chayiv misa. And for that, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we have to learn out from ein bigdeyem aleim, ein kohunosom aleim, and he has a locha of a zor. So too, the Ramban al Atoria in Pashas, in Sefer Shmois, Pashas Tetzaveh, Perik Chofches, Pasuk Lamed Hei, he also explains the psukim, like the Rido Alainish in our Tosfos, that there's a chiluk between the Michnosayim and the other begodim. The Misa, which is mentioned before in the Torah and Pashas Tetzaveh, is referring to the Michnosayim. Mashenke, later on, the Michnosayim are not mentioned, and over there, we learn out from the klal of Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kehunosom Aleim, and from there we know there's a chiyuv Misa, and then Mechalal the Avoido. So you see, there's Bemes two Chiyuv Misa, two Mekuris for Chiyuv Misa by the Big Day Kohuna, someone who's Oivid, Mechusa Begodim. If he's missing the Michnosayim, then there's a Pasuk telling us he's Chayiv Misa. Mashenkin, if he's missing of one of the other Begodim, we have a different Mekuri because he's Chayiv Misa, Midin Zor. And Be'emes, normally you have to understand, why should the Michnosayim be any different than other Begodim? A Mechusa Begodim is any one of the Big Day Kohuna. If he's missing one of the Big Day Kohuna, it's as if he's not wearing any begodim. If he wears only three begodim, it's as if he doesn't wear any of them. And therefore, if he's missing the Michnasayim, L'chir, he's mechusa any of the begodim. Why should the Michnasayim be a difference and specified separately that they have a chiyuv misa, Mashein Kein, the other ones are learnt out from Zoris? Explains the Meshech Chochmah over there in Pashas Tetzaveh, that Be'emes is an inherent difference between the Michnasayim and the other Big Day Kohuna. The Michnosayim, says the Meshech Chochmah, it says in the Pasuk, the reason why he's wearing them, is L'chaso is Besar Erva. That doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that the Michnosayim are worn L'chovid Ul Sifores. The other Begodim, at the beginning of Pashas Tetzaveh, over there is not mentioned the Michnosayim, over there it says Aaron HaKohen should wear the Begodim, the Choshen, the Ephoi, the Me'il, L'chovid Ul Sifores. Mashenkin and Michnosayim are only mentioned later, and they said that they're worn lechasois besar erva. Explains the Meshech Chochmah that a beged, which without it, he is bemes apochus, is bizoyin, if he doesn't wear this beged, then it's not possible to say that the wearing of this beged is lechovid ul sifaris. Since without this beged, he is a matzav of a bizoyin. The only possibility to call a levisha of a beged a covering on Sephoris is only if without this beged, he'll be like a normal person. So Mamela, the levisha, is a covering on Sephoris. If a person will put on a crown, he doesn't need this crown, he's like a normal person, then the crown is for him a covering on Sephoris. Masha'inke in the michnosayim, since the lechasis b'sar elva, and without that, there'll be a pchisus, and there'll be a bizoyim for him, then the levisha of the michnosayim are not a levisha of lechovid ul sephoris, they're only lechasis b'sar elva. Masha'inke in the choyshen, and the ephod in the male, and so too the other big day corner, they are be'emes lechovid ul sephoris. Memele explains the Mashiach Chochma that a Kohen who's oivid in the Beis HaMikdosh with missing the Michnosayim, since the Michnosayim are inherently because there shouldn't be a Bizoyin, because without wearing them there's a Bizoyin because he doesn't have the Levisha Lechasis B'Sar Elva, then there's a Chiyuv Misa for the Iker not wearing the Michnosayim itself. Mashiach by the other Begodim, the fact that he's missing a Lekovid Ul Sephoris would not be enough to be Mechayivim Misa. Because his Enchanami is missing the big day kahuna which the Torah tells him to wear, but he's not a pochus, and he's not got any bizoyin, he's only missing the dargah of Lekovid Ul Sephoris. And therefore, for the other begodim, we have to learn out from a pasuk later on, which is our pasuk in the Gemara, that calls a man she'ein big day maleim, ein kahunosam aleim, and he's chay misa because he's a zor. He's got din like a zor shashimish, which is b'misa. Mashiach in the Michnasayim, we don't have to come on to that. Because the Michnasayim are Lechasis B'Sar Elva, and the etzim fact that he's being oivin in the Beis HaMikdosh without the Michnasayim is a Bizoyan and a Pchisus, which is Mechayiv in Misa. Now this etzim Yisoid, which Mashiach Chochma explains in our Tosfos and the Shittas Ramban al HaTorah, that the Michnasayim is Be'em, is not Lechovid Ul Sephoris, is only Lechasis B'Sar Elva, we find Mefurish also in the Balaturim in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, he explains why over there the Torah, beginning of the Parsha, only mentions the Choshen, the Ephod, the Me'il, Ksenis Tashbetz, the Mitznefes, the Avnit, and doesn't say two Begodim, he doesn't mention the Tzitz, and doesn't mention the Michnosayim. Explains the Balaturim, the Tzitz is not a Beged, and therefore it's only mentioned the Begodim. And the Michnosayim, even though the Michnosayim are Beged, they are not mentioned since the Michnosayim Einon Lekovid Ul Sephoris, Elo Lechasis B'Sar Erva. This is like how the Meshech Chochma explains our Tosfos that there's a difference in the Iker Begodim between the Michnosayim and the other Begodim. And the Michnosayim have a Misa Mefurish, Mashenk and the other Begodim are only because of the Din Zorus, Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kohunosam Aleim, and that Din is not mentioned by the Michnosayim later on in Parashat Tzaveh. Now the Sfasemes asks on our Tosfos that if Be'emes the Michnosayim have its own parsha and the Chayiv Misa because of the Michnosayim itself, like we explained, then why? How do we know that a Kohen who's oivid in the Beis HaMikdosh without the Michnosayim, how do we know he's Mechalel Avoido? The Chayiv the Gemara says by us the only Makor to tell us that the Chilul Avoido is only from the fact that he's a Zor, and we know that a Zor is Mechalel Avoido. But if we're saying that later on is referring to the other Begodim, and the Michnosayim is already mentioned earlier, over there, by the Michnosayim, it only says that it's a Chiyuv Misa, but it's not mentioned that it's a Chilul Avoida. So how do we know in the Maisa that the Michnosayim is a Mechalel Avoida? The Sfasemen says that one has to say that since Lemaskona, Lemaisa, we see in the Torah that the Michnosayim Yechayiv Misa, Memela is a Svarah that Hu Adin is Mechalel Avoida. Now, by Emes, according to what we explained, that the reason why there's a Chiyuv Misa is for a different reason, is for his missing the Dargah or Bizoyin and Pechisus, not because of the din of the Kovid Ul Sephoris, then we have to know if you can apply this klal that if Yechayiv Misa, then he's going to be similar to the other Begodim, that he's going to be Mechalel Avoida. Because by Emes, his Chiyuv Misa is for a different reason, and maybe this reason is not enough to Mechalel Avoida. Unless it's a Kol Shekein, that this is even more a bigger problem, and he's chayiv misa be'etzem, and therefore he's a kol shekein, he should be chalal la'avoida. The Maram Shif, over here on Tosfos, he says, he also asks his kasha, how do we know according to Tosfos that someone who's missing the Michnosayim is mechalal la'avoida? And says the Maram Shif, efshar, we could say that we learn out chukah, like the Gemara says later on, because even by the Michnosayim, it says a loshen of chok oilom. And this is the Makori telling us that by the Michnosayim is mechalel avoida, and this will work very well, even according to the explanation we said from the Meshech Chochma. Al-Kabon, we have a yesoid in our Tosfos, that the beged of the Michnosayim have a different halacha, have its own parasha of a misa, and the reason is because the beged of the Michnosayim is be'emes not lechovid ul seforis, like the shitta of our tesis by us, and the Ramban ala teir. Moving further on in the Gemara, Yud Chesem Ad Aleph, the Gemara asks, that if the Makor telling us that the Mechus Begodim is Bechalol Avido, because Ein Kuhnosam Aleim, Ein Begdeim Aleim, says the Gemara, why do we need the Pasuk of Olchu Bnei Aryan HaKoyanim Es HaNesochim? From there we learn out HaKoyanim B'Kihuno. Mikan, says the Breise, L'Koyin Hedyet, Shelovash, Bigde Koyin Godoil V'Ovad, Avidosi Psulo. We have a Makor telling us that if a Koyin Hedyet wears the Begodim of a Koyin Godol, is Avidosi Psulo. Why do we need another Makor? Says the Gemara, Im Yehosom, Hava Amina Hanemili Chise. From the din of Im Bigdeim Aleim, Im Kuhnosam Aleim, we'd only know if he's Chosa Begodim. Aval Yitir, but if he wears more Begodim than he has to, Lamoshul Kohen Hedyet, who wears the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, Loi, there, in that case, he's not Mechalul Avoido. Kamash Malon, that even in this case where the Kohen Hedyet is wearing the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, he's also Mechalul Avoido. Now, normally one would learn Pshat in this Gemara, that if not for this extra pasuk of Olchu Bnei Aryan HaKoyanim B'Kihunom, one wouldn't know the din that Yitu Begodim is Mechalul Avoido. One would say only if he's Chosa Begodim. If he's missing some Begodim, then he's Mechalul Avoido. But if he's Yitu Begodim, if he's wearing too many clothes, in that case, who said he's Mechalul Avoido? So we need a pasuk to tell us the Ika Halocha that is a passless and the Chilul Avoido of a Yitu Begodim. But Bemis in the Shittim Mekubetzes, Oisei, brings down a kasha from Rabbeinu Peretz on this Gemara, and from his kasha we see that he learned the Gemara differently. Rabbeinu Peretz asks, that since the Gemara over here says a svara, that a Kohen Hedyot who wears the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol, maybe he shouldn't be Mechalul Avoido, why does the Gemara before, when the Gemara is discussing a different case, the other way around, where a Kohen Gadol who wears the Begodim of a Kohen Hedyot, and he's wearing less begodim, why does the Gemara not say over there the reason why we need a pasuk is even though he's mechusa begodim, but since he's wearing the begodim of a different kohen, a kohen hedyet, this should be a reason to be machshe the avoda. Just like the Gemara by us says a svara that if a kohen hedyet wears the begodim of a kohen gadol, it would be kosher avoda. The Gemara should apply the same svara the other way in the Gemara before when a kohen gadol is wearing the begodim of a kohen hedyet. And he asks, and he answers, why the Gemara didn't say this teretz. Says the Beryl, Soloveitchik, and Shuri agreed that it's mavur from Rabbeinu Peretz that he didn't understand the Gemara, that the Gemara's svara is that how do we know someone who's wearing more clothes, a Yitu Begodim, is Mechalul Avoido? Because if this is a svara, then this is no shaykhas to the fact that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot is wearing the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol all the other way around. The Gemara had a svara over here to say that the whole din of Chilul Avoido is only by a Chosa Begodim, but by Yitu Begodim not. And the fact that Rabbeinu Peretz learns that the Svarim of the Gemara is because it's Big Day Kohen Gadol, will seem that Avada that Rabbeinu Peretz understood, there's a different Makor telling us that a Yitu Begodim is Mechalul Avoido. The Makor is not from this Pasuk of Akoyanim B'Kihunom, by Avyochu B'nei Aryan Akoyanim Esan Esochim. The Makor could be from the Gemara Namud Beis, that the Gemara says from a Breisa that Yitu Begodim is Mechalul Avoido. The Gemara says over here, Svara, that since the Kohen Hedyot is wearing Begodim which are Shaykh to the Kohen Gadol, and by the Kohen Gadol, this is the clothes he has to wear, Memele, even by the Kohen Hedyot, this should not be called any problem of Yitu Begodim. This is what the Gemara means, Hanemele Chisir, Aval Yitu Loi, since he's wearing the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol. And Memele asks Rabbeinu Peretz, that since Legabi Yitu Begodim, the Gemara says a svara that a Kohen Hedyot who wears the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol should not be called a Yitu Begodim. So too, the Gemara could have used the same svara the other way around in the Gemara before by Chisu Begodim. That if the Kohen Gadol wears the Begodim of the Kohen Hedyot, since he's also wearing four Begodim, which is kosher for the Kohen Hedyot, maybe this would have been enough not to include him in the klal of a Mechusa Begodim. Memela, this would have been a Peretz understood, Pshat in our Gemara, that this is not the Makori to tell us that the Yitu Begodim is Mechalul Avoido, but it's only an extra chidush that even if he wears the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol, he's also Mechalul Avoido, even though these Begodim are Be'emes used Kedin in the Kohen Gadol when he has to wear the 8th Begodim. Now, in Eker Gemara, which says that if a Kohen Hedyot wears the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol, He's only a Yitu Begodim. He's not a Mechusa Begodim. Asks, Hermes Simcha in Oysameach, Hilchis Klea Mikdosh, Perik Hei, Halacha Yud Zayin. That L'Cheira, this would depend on the Machlokes brought down in the Gemara Yuma, Vavar Medalef. The Gemara over there has a Machlokes, whether the Avnate of the Kohen Hedit and the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol is the same Avnate, or it's different, one is Kilayim and one's not Kilayim. The Machlokes is Avnate Shal Kohen Gadol, Zui Avnate Shal Kohen Hedit or not? Says Rami Simcha that according to the Man D'Oma who holds that the Avnate is different by the Kohen Gadol and by the Kohen Hedit, who over here, the Kohen Hedit says in the Breisa he was Lovash, the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, L'Chaira, he's not just a Yitu Begodim, he's also a Mechusa Begodim, since he's missing his Avnate. His Avnate is a different Avnate, and by wearing the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol, it's not just a Yitu, wearing four more clothes, he's missing his Avnate. So L'Chaira, why does the Gemara say over here that he's only a Yitu Begodim? Says Rami Simcha that by which we have to say, our Gemara is going like the Man D'Oma who holds that the Avnatim were the same, and therefore he's only a Yitu Begodim. And according to the Man D'Oma who holds that the Avnate was not the same which is Shittas Reb Yehuda, he, Bemes, we find in Teres Kohenim, brought down the Gemara B'chiris Mem Gimel Amud Beis, he says, L'Rabbis HaKarchonim, he learns out a different drosha from this posuk of Olchu B'nei Aaron HaKohenim, B'nei Aaron B'kihunam, since according to Reb Yehuda, Bemes, this posuk is Miyuta, because this pasuk does not need to tell us that if he wears the begodim of the Kohen Gadol, he is mechalal the avoda, because he's always a mechusa begodim. But be'emes, besides the problem which Rami Simcha says that there's a mandoma who holds that the avnate, which is a Yehuda who holds the avnate, is not the same avnate, we find also a different machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Over there, there's a machlokes. If there's a difference between the Migbas of the Kohen Hedit and the Mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol, what is the difference between the two? The Rambam explains that Be'emes there's no difference in the Asiyah, in the making of the Migbas and making of the Mitznefes, they're made the same. The difference is in the way they are loivish, in the way they put on these hats. The Kohen Hedit wears it like a Migbas and the Kohen Gadol wears it like a Mitznefes. But the Ravid over there disagrees and argues on the Rambam and says there's a difference between them in the Ikka Asiya, and the Mikbas is a different kind of koiva, a different hat than the Mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol. Memeila, according to this, we have to understand, according to the Shittas Ravid, that it's still Shver al Gemara. The Gemara says over here that if a Kohen Hedit wears the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol, he's only a Yitu Begodim. L'chaira, according to the Ravid, he's also a Mechusa Begodim, since he's wearing a different kind of hat. He's wearing a mitznefes instead of a mikbas, and l'chaira, this is a chisorin mitzad, the din of Mechusa Begodim. The Biskirov says, over here, brought down also in Shuri Agrid, and in Chedusha Agrid in Stencil, he says, Abemis, in according to the Shitta of the Rambam, in Yitu Begodim, there's a different way of learning our Gemara, and this will be an answer also to the Ravid, the Kasha which answer for the Ravid. The Halacha, which is a very yesodistic din, in the halacha of Yitu Begodim, which is mentioned over here in the Gemara, and later on, more Barichis. The pashtus of the Gemara, Amud Beis, is that the halacha of Yitu Begodim, that a Kohen is not allowed to be oivered with more Begodim than he has to, is not just referring to Big Day Kodesh. If the Kohen would wear even a Beged Choyl, besides his Big Day Kohuna, he's also a Yitu Begodim, since he's wearing more Begodim than the Torah tells him, a Kohen Hedit 4 Begodim and a Kohen Gadol with 8 Begodim. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Yud, Halacha Hei, when he brings down the Halacha of Yitu Begodim, he explains, this is referring to a Kohen who wears not just one Kesoines, he's wearing two Kesoines, or he's wearing two Avnatim. Says the Biskirov, that this is Mavur in the Rambam, that he holds that the din Yitu Begodim is not applicable in the case where he's wearing Big Day Choyl. The Aloch of Yitu Begodim is only if he wears another Beged of the Kohuna, another Big Day Kohuna, another Beged Kodesh, then there's Aloch of Yitu Begodim. And Be'emes, this is Machlokes in Yerushalmi and Erevin, Perik Yud, Aloch Yud Gimel, Samech Dalad Amud Aleph. Over there, there's Machlokes Tuman Da'omrim, if the din of Yitu Begodim is only by Beged Kodesh, or also by Beged Choyl. And the Rambam seems to paskin that Loch is only by a beged kodesh, and therefore he puts down the Loch of Yitu Begodim by two ksoines and by two avnetim. It's a very sadistic point which is shittas a Rambam in the whole sugya that Yitu Begodim is only by a beged kodesh. Says the Biskirov, according to this, we can explain our Gemara in a whole different oifen, according to the shittas of the Rambam. Since we said the Rambam holds that the Loch of Yitu Begodim is only on a beged kodesh, not on a beged choil, therefore, we can say that the Havamina of our Gemara, that a Kohen Hedit who wears the Begodim of a Kohen Gadol is not Mechalel the Avodah, since he's not a Yitu Begodim. The reason is because even though he's wearing more Begodim than he has to, but since his Begodim are only the big day Kohen Hedit, and he has no Sheiches to the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, therefore, if he wears the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, he is not called a Yitu Begodim, since the begodim of the Kohen Gadol for him are like big day choil. And Mamela, this will be the Havamina, that these begodim are bichlal not called big day kodesh, and on big day choil, we said the Rambam holds that there's no din of Yitu begodim. Mamela, the Gemara says that the Havamina would have been that a Kohen Hedit who wears the begodim of a Kohen Gadol, he is bemes and not a Yitu begodim, since for him it's called a big day choil. And now the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, no. That since these begodim are be'emes big day kodesh, and these are the begodim for the Kohen Gadol, therefore even for the Kohen Hedit, it's enough if he wears the choshen, or he wears the me'il, it's also called the Yitu begodim, even though for him, these are not his clothes, but it's called big day kodesh enough to make him a Yitu begodim. It's a new way of understanding the shatlivitari of our Gemara. And Memela says, Biskirov, that according to this, we can say that even in a case where the Kohen Hedit is wearing his own four begodim, he's wearing his avnet, which is, even if it's a different avnet, but he's wearing his own avnet, and he's wearing a mikbas. He's wearing his four begodim. And besides that, he puts on also the eight begodim of the Kohen Gadol. He adds on the begodim of the Kohen Gadol, which are made for the Kohen Gadol himself. In that case, says the Biskirov, that according to what we explained, that the halamin of the Gemara is that Yitu begodim is only big day kodesh, and the Gemara understood that begodim of a Kohen Gadol is called big day choil. Memela, he's not called a mechusa begodim, since he's wearing his own begodim, and he's not even called a Yitu begodim, since the begodim which he's wearing extra are big day choil. Memela, even if we say that the avnetim are not the same avnet, and the mikbas and mitznefes are different, but still we can say the Gemara just means the reason why he's not called a mechusa begodim is because be'emes he's wearing his own clothes. And the reason why he's not called a Yitu begodim, even though he's wearing his own avnet, and it comes out that he's wearing two avnetim, no, he's not called a Yitu begodim, since the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is called a beged choil, since for him, it's not his avnet, and therefore he's not a Yitu begodim, and this is the Kamash Malan of the Gemara, that it's called, like he's wearing two avnetim, since the beged of a Kohen Gadol is also called a Yitu begodim for a Kohen Hedit. This is the Mahalach, you can learn the Gemara according to Shittas HaRambam, that big day Kohen Hedit or not, big day Kohen Gadol or not, Yitu Begodim for a beged of a Kohen Hedit, since they're called big day choil, and the Rambam Shita is on a beged choil, one is not chayiv on Yitu Begodim, and he's not mechalel the avodah. So it comes out that be'emes we have three understandings, ways of reading, learning our Gemara. The pashtus of our Gemara would have been that the Gemara is saying the pasuk is telling us a din of Yitu Begodim that is mechalel the avodah. The Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shidduch Mekubetzes in Mavua here understood that the Gemara's Havamina is that since he's wearing the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, therefore he's not got a din of Yitu Begodim, since these are Begodim used in the Beis HaMikdash. And according to the Rambam, the Havamina is that he's not called a Yitu Begodim, since these Begodim are called Big Day Choil for him, since they're not his Begodim, and the Kamash Manon is that even these are called Big Day Kodesh. Moving further on in the Braisa, which the Gemara quotes from the end of Yud Ches Amad Aleph, going over on Tamar Duv Beis, the Gemara says that if the begodim of the Big Day Kohuna metushtoshin or mekuroin, the ripped clothes, va'avad avidos ipsula, the avida is possible if the avida with Big Day Kohuna mekuroin. Now, as be'emes, a big machlokes rishonim over here to understand this halacha which is mentioned in the Braisa, that if someone wears Big Day Kohuna Mekuroin, the avodah is possible. Rashi over here explains that the reason why the avodah is possible is vafile in chadoshim in the new clothes, says Rashi, the lav beged hu aroi lavido, the bin on lechovidul sephoris. This is the zalocha of lechovidul sephoris. And since these begodim are ripped and they're torn, therefore it's not a covidul sephoris, and it's not a beged aroi lavido, and therefore the avido is possible. So too the Rambam paskins in Ilchus Klei HaMikdosh, Perik Ches Halacha Dalet, says the Rambam, mitzvosa on the mitzvah of the Big Day Kuna, shiyu chadoshim, noim, umshosholim, kederich Big Day Agdoilim, shenema al chovidul sifores. But if they were mitushtoshim, umukuroin, avidosi psulo, shenema al chovidul sifores. This is like Rashi explains that the reason why the avido is possible is since these clothes are not roi of covid and sifores, Memela is with ikuva, there's a psul in the din of lekovidul sifores, and Memela the avido is possible. Mashegi the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Loisa Sei Kuf Samach Gimel, at the end, says the Ramban, that if someone who's oived in a Bis HaMikdosh, with Beged Mekorua, his Beged is ripped, says the Ramban, the reason why he's Mechalal the Avoida is because he has a locha of a Mechusa Begodim, since he's Einoi Lovush, Bemokim Akera, the Begodim Akruim, these Begodim which are ripped, or Kemisha Einom, the place is Kemisha Einom, is Kelo, the Beged is not a Beged, it's not a Kosher a Beged, and therefore he's not called Lovush, and Memela he goes back into being a person who's Mechusa Begodim, since we don't recognize this Beged, and Memela is Mechusa Begodim, and says the Ramban, not just is Mechalal the Avrido, but he's also going to be Chayev Misa, like the Alocha of a Mechusa Begodim Shavad, he's Chayev Misa. And so too, the Ran in Chidush Ran in Sanhedrin, Chav Beis Amid Beis, also, he says that a Beged Korah is not a Beged, and therefore he's Mechusa Begodim, and if he's Mechusa Begodim, he's also going to be Chayiv Misa. The Milchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufnun, he points out that the Chayir Rashi and the Rambam, which we mentioned, who they say that the problem of these Begodim, a problem in Lechovidul Sifores, will be Mashma, that they hold that his Bem is not called a Mechusa Begodim. He's wearing Begodim. The Begodim are not kosher, because the Begodim are missing with the Tanai of Kovidul Sephoris, but Al Kaponim, he is not called a Mechusa Begodim. And the Rambam doesn't mention that this person is going to be Chayev Misa, like a Mechusa Begodim. He only says that if someone's Oived in a Beis HaMikdosh with Begodim Mekuroin, then this person is Avoida Psula, his Avoida is possible, since the Begodim are not kosher, they're missing on the Kovidul Sephoris. But to go and say that he is so much, that he's keilu, he's not wearing this beged, and he's called a mechusa begodim, says the Michas Chinuch, is mashma in the Rambam, that the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban, and the Rambam, and so to Rashi, is mashma, that they hold, his behemoth is not called a mechusa begodim, but he has a missing in the Chovidil Sephoris, and it's only a din in the Chilul Avoida. And behemoth are advised already in Perik Aleph, Bias Mikdosh, Aloch Yudaled, he learns up in the Rambam also, that the Rambam holds that someone who's oived in the Bias Mikdosh, with a Beged Mekorua, he's not Chayiv Misa like a Mechusa Begodim, only his Avoida is possible. But the Rikokus, on the side of the Rambam, in Ichus Bias Mikdosh, Perik Aleph, Aloch Tesvov, he writes, that even though the Pashtus of the Rambam, will Bemes be Mashma like this, that there's no Chayiv Misa, like a Mechusa Begodim, and not like Shittas Ramban and the Ran, but L'chayra says Rikokus, it has to be that the Rambam agrees also to the Ramban and the Ran that this person is called a Mechusa Begodim. Because if he's not called a Mechusa Begodim, why should he be Mechalal L'Avoido? There's no Mekor telling us that someone is Mechalal L'Avoido if he's not wearing a Beged L'Chovidul Sephoris. He's not being Mekayim this din L'Chovidul Sephoris. Why should this be a reason why he's Mechalal L'Avoido? L'chayra, the only Hezbah, the only reason behind this should be, is that there's a Tanai of Lechovidul Sephoris, or there's a din of a Beged, has to be a Beged Sholim, and a Beged Korua, which is ripped, is not called a Beged, and therefore, he's called a Mechusa Begodim. And Memela, since he's Mechusa Begodim, ain't Big Deim Aleim, ain't Kehunosam Aleim, and the Zohar is also Mechalud Avoidah, like the Gemara says before. But if we're going to say that this person is called, he's wearing this Beged, but it's only missing the din of Lekovidul Sephoris as a Rikokos, why should it be that they're Mechalal Avoidah? Now, Be'emes Mechas Chinuch asks also, Toich Dvarav, he asks his Shail on himself, and he says, according to the Rambam and Rashi, we have to say, Kach Kiblu Chazal, Chazal Mekabel, that even if it's still called a Beged, and even though there's not called a Mechusa Begodim, he's still Mechalal Avoidah, since the din of Lekovidul Sephoris is Ma'akiv in the Avoidah, even though he's not called a Mechusa Begodim. So the Shmerikai L'chayr, where should the Mekor be for such a halacha, and therefore the Rikokos wants to be madcha, the Loshon of the Rambam. The Kainuri is also over here Mesupik in the Shitta of the Rambam. And he writes that Misvori will have to say that Be'emes he's called him Chusa Begodin at the Ramban. And he says either because of Beged Korua is not a Beged at all, or because the din of the Kovid Ul Sephoris is Ma'akiv, and therefore he's called, he's not a Kosher a Beged, and therefore he's called Ke'ilu, he's not wearing a Kosher a Beged at all, and he is called him Chusa Begodin, and he Chirish Bichayiv Misa. Mashinkin the Mashma, the Pashtus of the Rambam, he's not Mechayiv Misa, because he hasn't got Alocha of a Mechusa Begodim, and he's Mesupik in the Alocha according to the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold if he agrees to the Ramban on the Ran or not? And also, in the Lashonis of Rashi, even though we said the Mechas Chinuch is Medaik in the Lashon of Rashi, that it's only a Chisorin in the Kovidul Sephoris, but he's not called a Mechusa Begodim, the entire Sakredesh, he says the Lashon of the Rashi who says, Lav Beged, who could be explained like the Shit of the Ramban, that since there's a Tanai of the Kovidul Sephoris, and is a Apostle a Beged, therefore it's not called a Beged at all, and Mamela, he's called a Mechusa Begodim, and Ibemus is going to be Chayiv Misa. Al Kaponim is a big Machlekes in the din of these begodim which are Mekuroin, the Ramban and the Ran say clearly that he's called a Mechusa Begodim, and that is the reason why he's Mechalo the Avoido, Mashinkin in the Rambam and the Rashi, the Radvaz and the Mechas Chinuch and the Karenoyo Metzadid in the Rambam and Rashi, that they hold that the reason why these begodim are Mechalo the Avoido is only because of the Chisorin of the Chovidul Sephoris, and Be'emes has no Chiyuv Misa since he doesn't have a Halacha of Mechusa Begodim. On this sugya of Begodim Mekuroin, there's a very strong question asked on the Rambam in Hilchos Bi'as Mikdosh. We mentioned that this Gemara is Mefurish, that Beged Mekura, the Mekuroin, Beged Mekuroin, Va'ova Adavidosi Psula, he's definitely Michal Adavidah. The Rambam also, he paskins this halacha in Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh. But the Rambam in Hilchos Bi'as Mikdosh, Perik Aleph Halacha Yudalid, says, by the halacha Puri Rosh, which means a Kohen who's Megadil Liseo, he lets his hair grow more than 30 days, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdosh, and he does the Avodah, says the Rambam, such a Kohen is Chayiv Misa. Even though he's not Mechalal Avodah, a Puri Rosh is not Mechalal Avodah, like the Maskona in the Gemara Sanhedrin Chof Gimel, Afal Pikein is Chayiv Misa. Says the Rambam, that this halacha is not just by Puri Rosh, this halacha is also by Kriyei Begodim, since it's one Pasuk, Din echod lehem, shenema, roshichem al tifrou, uvigdeichem lo yisifroimu. We should not tear the clothes when alameis, when someone dies, this is after the parsha of Nodav Aviyu, then roshichem al tifrou, uvigdeichem lo yisifroimu, and on that says the posuk, v'lo yisomusu, says the Rambam, shema mino, we see from here, that if he lets his hair grow, and if he rips his clothes alameis, he's chayiv misa, but afal pikein, says the Rambam, if he does so, avidoso yiksheira. Asks all the Nisekelim, all the Achrinim, they ask on the Rambam, how can the Rambam write that if someone tears his clothes al ameis, he's not mechal the avoido, and his avoido is kosher, the chur is mefurish in al gemara, and the Rambam paskin so in klei mikdosh, that if begodim kurim, that loch is avoidos psulo, since we explained, either because the chovdul sephoris, or because he's mechusa begodim, how can the Rambam write that in Hilchus Bias mikdosh, that if he rips his clothes al ameis, he's only over alav and he's chayiv misa because of the din of igdeichem lo yisifroimu, but his avoda is kosher. What is the difference between that person and the begodim kuruim which are mentioned in our sugya? And we find a few mahalchim and achrinim, we'll mention a few of them, to answer this stira, sometimes this din of al gemara does not apply and the avoda is kosher. The Radvaz, which you mentioned earlier, in the gilin of the Rambam, so too in its tshuvas Radvaz, chilek hei, Simen Tzadik Aleph, and it's brought down in Gilin Rebekveigon on the Rambam. He says that Be'emes, the Rambam Shitta is, that the Radvaz said we quoted above, that a Beged Korua is Mechalal Avoido because it's Lechovid Ol Sephoris, but it's not Mechus Begodim, and Be'emes is not Chayiv Misa. The only reason why we hear the Rambam says it's Chayiv Misa in Hilchos Bi'as Mikdosh is since there's a law for him to go and tear his clothes like a oval does al ameis. When someone dies, you tear al atzavo, bebeis atzavo, you tear your clothes. This is a d'isser for a Kohen to go and do this maisa, and if he does so, he's Chayiv Misa. Mashaykin, if his stam has clothes which are ripped and torn, or not, he's not Chayiv Misa since it's only missing in Lechovid Ol Sephoris. Says the Radvaz, this is also the difference why over here the Rambam paskins the Avodah is kosher. Since he only made one rip on the Beis HaTzavo, K'derech Shekoyin LeMeis, just like the way a Ovel does when someone dies, one of his Shiva Kraven die. Therefore, over here, it's not enough to say it's missing in the covered Luciferis. And Mamela is avoided still kosher, even though he is over Issa and he's chayv misa for it, but he's avoided kosher since he only has one kera, only one rip, and this rip is not enough to go and shepherd the Lekovidu Luciferis. Mashinkin over here, we're talking about where the Begadis Korea is totally torn, and therefore is missing in the Lekovidu Luciferis, and the avoider is possible, even though he's not chayv misa. This is the Mahalach of the Advaz, and the Bekvega brings it down, the difference between the two parashas, why over here is not Chayiv Misa. The Rebbe Zalman asks, that you have to understand, what is the Gede in Evan Ozel? He asks, what is the Gede of how many Kroim, how many tears does the Beged have to have in order to be Michal Avida of the Kovidul Sephoris? What is the Shia? And he says, Al-Khir, the Cheshbon should be that I should be Tolu on the Das of why he's tearing his clothes and not on the amount of how many tears he has in his clothes. If he tears his clothes a la mace, in that case, it's not a chisaron in the Kovid Luciferis, only if his clothes are ripped because they were used and the stand became torn. In those cases, it should be a problem of the Kovid Luciferis, and he's mechalik, it's toil on his das. Al Kapodim is also in the mechalik of the Radvaz that the difference between tearing a la mace or a beged korua, which is stand ripped, which is missing in the Kovid Luciferis. The Marcheshes in Chilik Aleph Simon Beis, if gotten Zayin, he says, that if we understand the shitta of the Rambam, that the Beged Korea in our sugya, the reason why Avodah is possible, like the Rikokos explained, that he's Be'emes and Mechusa Begodim, then we can say that the difference is, in a case where the rip is in a place where E.F. Shel Asakin, you can't go and be Mesakin the Beged, and the Beged is torn in an oifen where you can't be Mesakin it, in that case he's called a Mechusa Begodim, and therefore Avodosu Ipsula, like he's not wearing any clothes. Mashinkein, in the case of the Rambam where he's tears ala meis, could be talking about a case where he tore the beged along the seam where he'll be able to be mesaken afterwards the beged together again, and in that case he's not called a mechusa begodim since the beged is roll lesaken, and therefore the Rambam holds in that case he's chayiv misa since he tore ala meis, but his avodah is kosher since it's not called a beged she mechusa begodim since it's roll lesaken. This is the Mahalach of the Marcheshes, according to the Shitta of the Rikokos. Another teretz, the Michas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kufnun, that Bemes, one could say, that a Beged Korea, like we said for Shitta Saramban, a Beged which is ripped, is not called a Beged at all. And therefore we disregard the Beged, and if it's called a Mechusa Begodim. So if we would say this Shitta in the Rambam, which the Rikokos wants to say in the Rambam, that a Beged is not called a Beged, and it's called a Mechusa Begodim, then we can say that the Rambam Nichus Bias Mikdosh, where he says that Avodah is kosher, is talking about a case where he's wearing his own Big Day Kohuna Shleimim, not torn clothes. He's wearing his Begodim, which are kosher. Besides this Beged, he has another Beged on top, which is torn and ripped. And this Beged is what's Mechayiv in Misa, because he's over the lav of Big Dayim Lo Sifremu Velo Samusu. But Lemaisa, he's not going to be Michalal the Avodah, since this Beged is called that he's not wearing it, therefore he's not a Yitu Begodim, since it's not a Beged, and also he's not called a Mechusa Begodim, since he's wearing his own whole Beged underneath. And the main in this case, the Michas Chinuch explains, the Rambam says, that the Beged is going to be kosher, the Avodah is kosher, since he's not a Mechusa Begodim, and he's not a Yitu Begodim. The last and final Mahalach, the Netziv says, and so too the Biskayov over here brings down for Reb Chaim, they say that the Rambam Neshitosei holds that Yitu Begodim is only by a Beged Kodesh, but not by a Beged Choyl, like we said before. We can say that the Rambam over here in Bias Mikdosh is discussing a Beged Choyl. Besides his Big Day Kohuna, he's wearing also a Beged Choyl. And this Beged Choyl is not Chayiv for Yitu Begodim, and he's not Mechalal Avida for Yitu Begodim, and this Beged was torn, and Memela is Chayiv Misa for the tear in this Beged, but it's not enough to go Mechalal Avida since he's wearing his own Begodim, and for Yitu Begodim, he doesn't have a problem, since this extra Beged is a Beged Choyl, and Memela, according to the Rambam, this is a new Eitzah, that the Rambam can have a case where someone is wearing a torn Beged, and Afa Pekein is Avida's Kosher. Al-Kabon, we discussed a few cases to be Mazbi, the Rambam, who says a case where someone who tears his clothes a la meis, where he's chayiv misa, afa pekein is avodah kosher, and l'chorah, why is there no problem in this case of our Gemara, of Beged Koroim, and we said a few Malchim differences, why in this case when he tears a Beged a la meis, it could be there's no din of Avodah Psula, which is mentioned in our Gemara. Moving further on in the Gemara on its base, the Machlokes Rav Shmuel by Mirsholim and Musulokim Alidei Avnit. The Gemara's Maskone is that according to Rav, there's one din that Avnit is Megis guys. And the Gemara explains that Mirsholim means Shasilkon Alidei Avnit, then it's kosher, because there's one aloha that Rav holds that Alidei Avnit is Megis guys, and therefore when it's Mirsholim Alidei Avnit, it's kosher. Mashenkin Musulokim Alidei Avnit is possible. And so to the Rambam Lalocha, in Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, Perikhes, Halocha Dalet, he passes like Rav, that Halocha is the Avnit, is Megis Gais. Now in the Eke Gede, of the Halocha of Rav, the Avnit is Megis Gais, we find the Chidush Lalocha, which is Negeat our Sugi in Hilchus Tzitzis. The Mogen Avraham writes in Simon Yud Aleph, Sivkot in Yud Dalet, the Halocha is when we tie on the Tzitzis to the Beged, there's a Shia, a very specific Shia, how close the kesher of the tzitzis has to be to the konof of the beged to be called that this is venosnu a tzitzis hakonof, that the tzitzis is tied onto the konof. The shia which is given in the Shulchan Aruch is kesher gudl, has to be at least a shia of kesher gudl, and this is the shia mitzumtzum, should be that the konof tzitzis shouldn't be bigger and shouldn't be smaller. Says the Mogen Avraham that if the kesher is tied into the hole in the right place, but through the kesher of the hiduk of the tzitzis, he's mehadik the tzitzis, he pulls the strings very tight, and the beged becomes mehudik, and becomes tighter, but mokim the kesher, and now there's no shio of kesher gudl, it doesn't matter. Since the beged itself has in it the shia, even though through the hiduk of the kesher there's no shia, it's not ma'akiv, because the ikki is that the beged should have this shia. And the Mishavura brings it down to Halacha in Simon Yud Aleph, Sifkot and Mem Aleph, without any Chaylik. So to the Mekor Chaim in Siftes over there, he paskins like this. The Marsham is very marich that one can do so in Chaylik Gimel, Simon Ayin Yish Beis. And the many Gedoyim in the Chazanish was in the Gazel Meiser, that he tied on his tzitzis very tight till the kesher, till the knot, and till the whole of the beged, even though through this he minimized the shi of kesher gudl in his tzitzis. Like it's brought down in Ochis Rabbeinu, Chilik Aleph, Amud Chav Beis. The Chai Odom, in the Sefer Nishmas Odom, over there on the Mogen Avraham, Klal Yud Aleph, for his Gimel, he asks, that Lachir, this din is neged our Gemara. The Gemara over here, which is Paskin in the Rambam, that Lachir is Avnate, is Megis, guys. If his something is tied up, we look at that Chilik Mishainoi, and therefore Mursholim Ali, the Avnate is Kosher, because the Shia is Kemidosoi. So too over here, since the Kesher is so tight, and the piece of the beged is tied up, and there's no shia at gudl, l'chir, why do we say that the shia is missing, and l'chir is neged our gemara, the avnate is megas guys? Says the Chochmas Odom, that b'emes is choluk. The gemara by us who says avnate megas guys never says that this shia, this chilek of the beged, is kemisha einoi, is like it's cut off on the beged, and it doesn't exist at all on the beged. The Gemara over here is discussing the aloha of Levisha or Bigdei Kohuna. There's aloha of bad kemidosoi that has to be done exactly the Levisha Keshio Avadin of Lechovedul Sephores. There's no Shia exactly in Amos and in Tvachim how big the beged has to be. It has to be a Levisha kemidosoi. And on that the Gemara says a Svara that if it's Alidei Avnate, we can look at his Levisha is kemidosoi. Since his Megas guys, we ignore the rest of the beged and the Levisha is Keshio. Mashainkin, if you want to know whether is the beged here or not, of course the beged is still here. And therefore, when it comes to Hilchus Tzitzis, where there's a shia given how much has to be from the whole of the beged until the corner, even though there's no such shia anymore since it's tied up through the kesher of the tzitzis, but still, since there is a shia in the beged, we never say that Megas Gaiz cuts off Kemisha Einoi, that the beged is not here. It's only a din in the Levisha of the Kohen that it's enough to be called Kemidosoi, but if we're looking at the beged still has a shia. And Mamela over there, Megas Gaiz, is not a problem. Similarly, Reb Chaim Kalievsky in his Sefer over here on Derech Chochma, on Hilchus Klei HaMikdash, Perikhes, Bi'alocha, Dibamaschil Oi, he brings down that Reb Moshe Soloveitchik told him, B'shem his grandfather, Reb Chaim Briske, that Reb Chaim was makbid not to put his tzitzis underneath his belt, and to tie his tzitzis only on top. He was scared, he said, that the din is the avnate is megas guys, we paskin avnate is megas guys, and therefore if he's going to be tied under his belt, we should say that the avnate is keilu cutting off the tzitzis from the beged, and it'll come out that he's wearing a beged of arba kamfris without any tzitzis. Mamila Reb Chaim was makpin not to tuck his tzitzis underneath his belt. Reb Chaim Kedersky said that he went and told this halacha, this anhoga, to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish told him he's not masking, because the halacha of megas gaiz is not k'misha'inoi. This is like we explained from the Chai Odom. The halacha of megas gaiz is not that we look at the chilek as if it's not here at all. It's only halacha said in our Gemara of Levisha, of Big Day Kohuna, where Zadin Kamidosoi, on that we can say that Alidei the Avnet, the Beged is Lovush Kamidosoi. But if you want to know whether the Shia of the Beged is still here, of course, we can say that the Beged is still here, and therefore by the Tzitzis is still here, and so too, the Shia of Kesher Gudel on the Beged is still here, like the Mogen Avraham Paskins Lalocha, like his Buddha and the Mishnah Berurah. And the Chaim seems to be able to be Makbid, that maybe Megas Gaiz means much more than that, and Be'emus, he looks like the Eged, the Tzitzis is cut off on the Beged, and he's wearing Arba Kamfris without any Tzitzis. This is a Chiddush Lalocha, which the Gemara by us later on, it puts together the sugi of tzitzis together with Big Day Kohuna, and according to the Magen Avraham, it's muchach that the din of Megas Gaiz is only in the din of Levisha of Big Day Kohuna and not in the din of the shiur of the Beged itself.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Meklemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.